Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli, now.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat, and I am here with the most amazing...
Jennifer Marcinelli, hello from Houston.
Yeah. You know, today, Jennifer, we're going to be talking about Burn Bright in your life, releasing your pain and trauma. But before we do, you know, I think it's, let's do a little catching up. I mean, you have been looking and taking Burn Bright out into the world. And, you know, the show Burn Bright Today is about what that means. And you are face to face with people that are not necessarily burning bright. Tell us about Burn Bright. Tell us about what you've created. And I just want to be able to tell people that throughout this show today, because we are going to be talking about releasing your pain and trauma throughout the show today, we're going to probably, you know, give people a chance to call in. I want folks to know that you don't just talk about it. You help people with this.
Yeah, and I actually lived this up close and personal. I was classically trained in Western medicine as a critical care nurse. So I served for years as an ER and a cardiovascular intensive care nurse, where I experienced firsthand the depths and breadths of burnout that our healthcare system is going through right now, the nurses and physicians. And I went on and got my master's degree in business and went into the corporate equipment sales. So healthcare equipment sales, selling most cutting edge scientific technology into hospital laboratories. And I did that for almost two decades, living that jet set life, just trying relentlessly every day to please everybody else, to meet and exceed unrealistic goals that were put on me by others, by leadership, by the company, by others around me, and those unrealistic goals that I had set and taken on myself. So I was living this vicious cycle, 360 degrees of trying to please everybody else, not just my intimate partner, life partner, you know, and spouse at the time, but, you know, family members, bosses, managers, the board of directors, the steering committee, trying to meet all of these expectations and please everyone and drive change and lead my team that I had created in ways that everybody else was trying to make me do it that wasn't ever going to work because it needed to be my vision and done in the way that I was being guided to do it. And all of this created a severe energy problem. And I ended up in the end stages of burnout, where I had an absolute health crisis to the point where I was actually suicidal and nearly took my life. So I survived by having a remarkable spiritual experience. And I am one of those people who is blessed to have had a second chance at life. And I realized that I was my own problem, that I had an energy problem and I needed an energy solution, and that there was no pill, there was no counseling, there was no anything that was going to fix this. I had to fix me so I could fix my life. And that's how it all started. And now I help other people.
I mean, and that's really, really when I think about that, that's why we're here today, because we're taking... We take our life experiences and we look at it and we say, if there's anything that I can do to help other people, let me do it. Let me do it now. We're going to be talking about, you know, how to release pain and trauma. Would you give out your websites and let folks know? And we're going to do this throughout the show, because this isn't just about talking about it. It's about getting people relief.
Yes. Yeah, so Burn Bright Today. So it's burnbrightto.com. Everything is in one place. You can get to all of my material blogs. There's a free assessment. Everything's on the website. So head on over. And if you're in a situation where you need help now, give me a call and set up a consultation. It doesn't matter if you don't live in Houston. We can work together remotely over the phone.
Yeah. So pain, yeah. Trauma. Let's start talking about this. Here we're sitting today doing a show. It's in the month of June. Beautiful out there, right? And you and I, for some reason, there's an unraveling happen.
Yes.
Tell us about it. Tell us about how you personally are experiencing this. Because you and I kind of said the same thing, I think, this month, probably for two different reasons. What the bleep is going on?
What the bleep is happening to my life, right?
Whoa.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. And as you're going to hear me talk about this a lot, I'm also big into astronumerology and certified in that. So I brought and incorporated astronumerology into my energy medicine practice because it is such a phenomenal guide to have. You know, they're divination arts as well. So this gives us a roadmap to follow and helps us understand what in the world is going on in my life and why am I feeling like this? And why are these situations? Why am I attracting these situations? Well, June is an 18 universal month, which reduces to 9. And there are a few really important numbers from numerology that are working this week, this month. It's 3, 6, 9 triad. But let's focus specifically on the number 9. The number 9 is an incredibly vast and important, very, very powerful number. It's the last single digit. So it holds the wisdom of 1 through 8. So we're designed, once we hit a number 9, to do several things. Pull in all of our wisdom, all of our lessons, all of our learning, pull it in and make it become our wisdom, right? Our new base of operations, so that we can let go of the past. One of the things that the blessings that number 9 brings into our life is that we must be out with the old before we can come in with the new. So I'm experiencing this left and right. My clients are experiencing this. My friends are experiencing this. Family members, I'm seeing it across the board, that there's a lot going on where the flow of Holy Spirit that flows through astrology and numerology, as it does with everything, is inviting us to release the pain and trauma of our past so that we can now step into our new lives that are beginning around July, because July will be a number 1, okay? So it's time now for us to really heal deeply. And to be able to heal deeply, we've got to dig deep, get to truth, and release the pain and trauma of the past. I'm experiencing it. You can already see I've got a whole new me that's already coming out, right? So left and right, big time and deep.
Well, let's talk about this though, because I don't think we can say loud enough when we say big time and deep.
Yep.
Because let's talk about the churning, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there is this expression, if you visit the people in Pennsylvania, when they make their own butter or they make their own ice cream, there's this slow churning.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's this making sure that everything down in the bottom gets churned in. You know, that this and if you ever watch people do this slow churn by hand, you know, you think two things. Wow, they've got to have big biceps, so they've built some muscles. But number two, you know, there's something about bringing it all together, that churning it up in the end will get you something delicious. Mm-hmm. But when you're in the middle of it, right, how does that feel?
Oh, it's I call it the muddy middle. It's just like as I was writing my first book. You're sludging through writing this book and you're stuck in the muddy middle and you're going, this is the messiest thing I've ever seen in my life. I have no idea what I'm doing. I just know that I'm experiencing this underlying pain. And I'm going to go nurse on you for just a moment. I think of it like a boil.
Right.
I kind of think of it as, and if you've ever had a boil, this might make sense to you. But going through life, I was experiencing underlying pain and underlying trauma that in some ways I didn't even really know existed. It was a nagging at a low level, but it was insidious, like an infection that was beginning to what we call colonize. You know, bacteria are starting to come together, but it's taken a while and we're getting all of this discomfort. And, you know, relationships are off. And maybe you have experienced or what I've been experiencing, where my relationships were off, but I wasn't really addressing it. I was unhappy spending time with certain people, but I wouldn't stand up and say, I really don't want to spend time with this person. Or I was having phone conversations or visiting with people that I had been putting off for a while, and I didn't really understand why. But then I kind of like, okay, I can't put this off anymore. And then I would go and spend time with this person. And then I realized I was completely drained. And I'm like, what am I doing? Or, you know, why am I giving up my time and my energy into relationships that are completely off? This happened in all different types of relationships, you know, not just intimate relationships, but family, friends, people around me, colleagues, and formerly managers. I work for myself now, but before, you know, working for managers. And what I realized I wasn't doing is I wasn't addressing the underlying problem.
Yeah.
The underlying problem were all of those little bacterias that were coming together and causing pain and discomfort just beneath the surface. And I wasn't addressing the issue. So what happened is eventually, if you've ever had a boil, you know what happens. All of it comes together and it forms a volcano that needs to be lanced and needs to be cleared out. So what I've experienced personally and what I'm seeing so many of my clients are dealing with right now is that all of our those toxic relationships, the unbalanced relationships, the codependent relationships now have to be addressed.
Yeah.
We've got to get to truth.
Yep.
We've got to clean it out.
Yep.
So we and heal the pain and the trauma of these relationships that have been off for who knows how long.
Well, you know, when we come back, let's talk about this when we come back, because, you know, there is the process of this. And using that analogy, there are so many things that can go right and so many things that could go wrong. And by the way, exactly what we're talking about, I don't know if you know this, but there is a hit television show that does nothing but talk about, do this, demonstrate it. Yeah, actually really is. And here's what we want to say when we come back. Making the decision to take that action is perhaps one of the most difficult decisions you can make. But what level of discomfort is enough for one to do that? You know, how big does this need to get before you decide, I've got to do something? We're going to talk about the psychodynamics of that. But more importantly, you know, do you always need to get to the last straw? Do you need to get to that? Or is there another way? You know, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Jennifer and I are going to talk about it, going to make sure you have lots of information. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Are you needing a little relief from the trauma, from the pain? Are you in a place of absolute fear and doubt and discomfort? Because that all contributes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to Burn Bright in Your New Life Today. This is Burn Bright Today Radio, Burn Bright Today Show with Jennifer Marcinelli and me, Dr. Pat. We get to tag team on this. You know, today, what we're talking about is what do we do? What do we do when we're in the middle of pain and trauma? And so what does that mean, pain and trauma? We're going to talk about that a little bit today. But what happens when we're able to release it? Are we ready to look at a new life? And, you know, I don't say these things, you know, in a cavalier way. Both Jennifer and I have gone through gut-wrenching pain and trauma in our lives multiple times. And so it's hard to talk about something that you have no experience over. But Jennifer does. And as a result of this, you know, she has been able to create a way to help people. Before we talk about unresolved conflict, this is really a powerful, powerful segment. I want to know how people can find out more about you and contact you.
Yeah, so head on over to burnbrighttoday.com. Everything's in one place. Head on over to the website and, you know, reach out. If you're dealing with something now, whether it's small, it's medium, or it feels overwhelmingly huge, reach out and give me a call. And we can work remotely over the phone, regardless of where you live, even if you're international. So reach out if you're looking for some help with this.
You know, you used a great analogy, right? And I'm really struck by it because, you know, a lot of times we see things in let's just use the analogy you used, you know, of a boil. A lot of times we'll see something on the surface of our skin, and it really is on the surface. But one of the things that we don't see is might look small on the surface, but we don't know really how deep it goes. Mm-hmm. That is the same in when we talk about unresolved conflict. You know, what we know is with unresolved conflict, we only know what their conscious selves know about it. And usually that is the tip of an iceberg. You know, if at a conscious level, you're reminded of an event or you're triggered by an event or something happens where you find yourself really hiding, not being able to come out in public, underneath all that is the subconscious version of it. And it's that subconscious version of it, Jennifer, that accumulates right? And sometimes when something accumulates at such a large and vast level, we start to see it materialize even greater on the surface. Mm-hmm. That's really what we're talking about. You know, and so today, as you're talking and we're talking about, look, we got to take care of this unresolved conflict. What was that like for you? How do we talk to folks about that?
Yeah. So why don't I share a personal story? It's a little graphic, but I think it really paints the picture very well. A number of years ago, I was absolutely in love with a man. Absolutely in love with a man and loved his children. And what I didn't realize throughout the entire relationship was how out of balance and codependent that relationship had become. There was a significant amount of chemistry involved. There was maybe some past life karma as well. But, oh, you know, he was so cute. I was just nuts over him to the point where my side of the street was I was doing way too much for this relationship than was appropriate. I was paying for things. And I'm just going to, you know, confessions of a holistic nurse here, right? I mean, I was making his house payments. I bought all of his children's Christmas gifts, way overkill. Okay. His life was a mess. And I rushed in to rescue it because I thought I needed to help. That's the nurse, right? We got to go in and help everybody and take care of everybody because, you know, they wouldn't have a Christmas if I didn't help. And what ended up happening is this relationship was so out of balance and so inappropriate from my side and his. But I'm going to talk about my side because that's the point that I need to talk about. That's the point that I need to resolve. But here's how it manifested. I ended up on an afternoon with some tenderness on my right breast. I went to give somebody a hug and I thought, oh my gosh, that's tender. And I thought, oh, you know, I've been at the gym, you know, I rationalized it, right?
Yeah.
That was dinner time, early dinner time. By midnight, I could not stand the pain. And by 6 a.m, I was in a doctor's office and I had a severe case of cellulitis in my right breast. Now, medical practitioners are going to call it an infection. They're going to say, oh, you must have had a cut. Oh, they're looking for all of these reasons. Okay. Yes, I was treated by Western medicine, totally had to. I needed to have antibiotics to have cared for, okay? What I found out later as I started studying energy medicine, the real root cause of that cellulitis and that infection that came up into the skin that was unbelievably painful, I mean, show-stopping painful. I couldn't pick up my purse. I couldn't drive my own vehicle with my right hand. It was that severe. But what the underlying cause was, what I got in an energy medicine session was, it was too much love for a man. And it manifested as this ridiculously painful, red and angry infection in my right breast.
Mm-hmm.
That relationship ended many, many, many years ago. But here's the other point that I'm going to continue on with. I didn't learn all of my lessons that I needed to, that I could have learned then. I didn't quite have the tools that I have now. But now that I've grown and evolved, I have more tools. Now, with the relationship of mine that's just ended, I'm getting the rest of the knowledge. And now I am learning the importance of boundaries and healthy boundaries and making sure that people's behaviors match who you think they are over time. I was giving people way too much credit and getting too close to people too quickly when they had not earned my trust, or even, and for lack of a better term, earned that mutual love. And I'm talking about the mutual love of give and take of a healthy relationship. So that is just one example and a very painful example that I had to endure, which turns out to be one of the biggest gifts and biggest blessings of my life. Because now moving forward, I don't have to repeat this. I'm going to see it early and it won't have to become a raging infection.
Yeah. You know, that's really what we're talking about, too. It's like the pain. A friend said something to me a long time ago and said something like, you know, we're going to make a move only when the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. And I heard that and I had to think, it's like a play on words. So you really have to think about it. So the pain of staying the same, relationships, job, family, friends, go down the list. And I don't think, Jennifer, you and I are saying that everything in our life is about pain and trauma.
Right.
But those things that are, if you go through them once, there are nuggets you want to take from them so you don't go through it again. But I'll tell you what, that's not the way we are. There's a human dynamic where we are immediately drawn to the same trauma and pain. And so today, we got to make sure we're clearing all of it out. Mm-hmm. Because if you are not going to clear all of it out, the little bit that's left in there is that thing that's going to keep working on you in your subconscious to say, yeah, they're really okay. Maybe you learned a few things. Maybe they don't look okay. But, you know, just trust me, they're okay. No, they're not. They're not okay. But in the world of not okay, let's just talk about what it means for us to invest in ourselves and take that action. I mean, it's like I was telling you during the break about that show, since we were using the boil analogy. And I said to you, my friend was telling me about this show, Dr. Pimple Popper, right? That's her name, Dr. Sandra Lee. And people for decades didn't address their concerns, their giant boils or growths or whatever they were until they saw the show and saw other people get some help. And you'll sit with the pain and the pain will become normal. Today's show is to tell everybody the pain is not normal.
Pain is not normal.
It's not normal.
Yeah. And we're not designed to numb it, which is one of the things that I did. And I did this for years, as a matter of fact. I consumed alcohol, not much, but some. I'm not a very big person. It never took very much. But one of the things that I was using as a coping mechanism was happy hour, especially in sales. I mean, it was absolutely, you weren't towing the company line if you weren't at happy hour, right? And part of what that was for, that's part of what numbs that pain of that inappropriate relationship in the sales organization, where top-down leadership is putting unrealistic expectations on the sales force, asking you to do all of these things, you're already setting quotas that are unattainable anyway. And then every year they get more unattainable and more unattainable and more unattainable until you've completely burned yourself out trying to meet those. And I was in that situation myself for years. And the way that we handled it was happy hour. Which somehow, I mean, you know, Hitler did this, by the way. This is how Hitler ran his entire military, was alcohol and drugs, after he asked them to do things that were completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay. So about 10 years ago, I made the decision to remove alcohol out of my diet. And this is when I started feeling the pain that I was in. And a number of years, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And I couldn't do it anymore because I was no longer numbing the pain. I was actually having to feel it and face it and take my responsibility for my side of it and start building healthy boundaries, saying, I can't live this anymore. I cannot continue to lead up to other people's unrealistic expectations, and not just at work, but with, you know, family, friends, coworkers, you know, across the board. So, and that just, the whole numbing thing went on for decades. And you've heard me talk about this before, and I don't think I can say this enough. In July, I went off of coffee and refined sugar. And then holy cow, you talk about the whole next level of seeing life through a clearer lens. Then there was nothing left to dull the pain. So I started realizing how unbalanced the rest of my relationships were. The next level of unbalance, the next level of truth was being discovered by me. And the next level of truth now had to be handled. I had to take my responsibility and look at those relations, which ones are healthy and should be nurtured, which ones are toxic and need to be ended, and which ones are salvageable and just need to be tweaked. And what do I do with that pain and that trauma from the past? How do I heal that and remove it to make room for new relationships that are coming in at that much higher vibrational level and a much greater level of mutual happiness and joy? And mutual benefit to each other, not so one-sided.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to take a short break. We're going to talk about this because one of the things we now know is we now know that what's happening in our country, can't speak for other countries right now, you know, there's a reason that people are looking for numbing, the numbing factor. You know, there's a lot of talk about opioids. I just want to be very clear, coming from my background, where I come from, you know, many of you have heard me talk about my mom and her suicide. You know, back in the day, you just plain out said, that's heroin, man. That's that drug heroin. The only difference now is you're not shooting it up, right? But there's a numbing that happens. There's a euphoria that happens from that drug. And so, you know, the question really is, when you remove the drug, let's say you remove the drug from society, you pop it out, you remove it, it's gone. Then do we have in place what people need? The answer is no. The answer is no, everybody. I'm going to tell you the answer is no. I already know the answer is no, right? I've been working in the recovery and addiction arena for my whole life, you know, based on what I shared about my mom and my sisters, buried two sisters a couple of years ago. Here's the thing. If we would get rid of all of the opioids in this country, just say, done, they're gone. Ask yourself, does your family member have in place something to help save your child's emotional life? When we come back, we're going to talk about what does that mean that I just said? What happens when you stop the medicating, the drugs, the alcohol, the sugar, the carbs, the sex, the gambling? What happens? How do you help people release from whatever that pain or that trauma is? When we come back, Jennifer's going to walk us through what she's discovered, not just what she's discovering from an academic perspective, but what she has learned and now practices to help people heal for real. We'll be right back.
Have to worry about nothing. We got the fire and we burn in one hell of a something.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
In the 70s, Dudley and Dean Evanson traveled the country in a converted school bus with their growing family, documenting the new consciousness that was emerging. Through this adventure, a movement of sound healing was born. Now, Soundings of the Planet is celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Listen to their music for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson to access their expansive catalog on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. Visit soundings.com for more info, their blog, podcast, Quieting the Monkey Mind book excerpts, free downloads, and more.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
We're gonna let it burn.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, everybody. What we're talking about today on Burn Bright Today Radio, Burn Bright Today, this is a show with Jennifer Marcinelli, is we're talking about how to burn bright in your new life. But in order to burn bright in your new life, what do you need to do to release your pain or your trauma? And, you know, sometimes you build up a lifetime of this. And Jennifer and I were talking during the break about that. It's you build up a lifetime of it. And for me, it was something happened in 1990. You know, some people say that there was some astrological thing in my chart, but I'm telling you, something happened in 1990. When I looked at myself in the mirror, I realized there was something not right. I went through it again, Jennifer, in 2000 and 2001. When I finished my degree, I realized I can't go back into corporate America. I couldn't do it. But here we are, right? And let's talk about this vicious cycle, this vicious cycle. And I want to say that we're talking about self-medicating. We're talking about whatever form that is. We hear a lot in the media about opioids and the opioid crisis. And coming from me, and I've spent a lot of years in the recovery population, and I will tell you this, the tip of the iceberg is all you're hearing about. This is way worse than you think, and it's on the street. But the question is, why? Why is it that we will step out, like Jennifer and I both talked about for ourselves in our lives? Why did we step out and feel that we had to numb this? And when you stop numbing it, what you realize, Jennifer, what you realize is, in my case, what you realize is, my gosh, here I am. And now I'm dealing with my mother's suicide, my own homelessness at 17, my life, how I treated other people. It goes on and on and on. But if you don't have a place to go, and I had a place to go, you're lost. So how do we help people? And we're going to go ahead and skip the next break. You know, let's talk about the secret. Let's talk about what you've discovered, because this cannot be a secret anymore. There are way too many people in pain. And we're not even talking about obesity right now. My sister died on a hospital floor at 450 pounds. And if you don't think for 1 minute that I didn't know what the emotional trauma was over my mother's death that ate at her for her whole life and could do nothing about it, it doesn't get any more painful than that to watch somebody in that much pain. But what have you discovered to help people?
Yeah, so there's a lot to unpack there. There's so much we could do a whole nother entire show on just this segment. But I think what's important to bring to the forefront is to raise awareness that we are so much more than our physical body. Okay, we have energetic anatomy. And our energetic anatomy has to be repaired, maintained, and nourished for us to be able to operate effectively. So if you've ever done yoga, you're probably familiar with the chakra system. Or if you've ever done acupuncture, you're familiar with the meridian system, okay? Those are basic components of our energetic anatomy, and there's more, okay? So in my energy medicine practice, as everyone knows, I'm a board certified holistic nurse, and I'm a certified gemstone and diamond therapy practitioner. I also practice with astronumerology and neurolinguistics programming. So I give a very holistic approach to health, healing, and wellness. But let's go specifically to something that I don't think people are so aware of. And that is that our energetic anatomy is just as real and just as important as our physical body. And that means that not only do we have our physical body, but we have an emotional body, a mental body, a karmic or a memory body, an intuitive body, and we have our spirituality. All of that is energetic, and all of that is subject to damage or injury and in need of repair and healing. So in my specific example, if you've seen pictures of the aura, probably, right? The aura extends out in layers, and it kind of goes on to infinity, but let's just say several feet for argument's sake. But what can happen over time is, let's use the emotional body. If our emotions have been taxed by grief, by betrayal, maybe you've been through a divorce, the death of a child, the death of a parent, maybe you've had a stillborn, maybe just the wear and tear of life, maybe you've had an unrelentless boss that put so much pressure on you and so much so that it emotionally drained you. Any one of those bodies, but let's say the emotional body, can become collapsed and it can push in. When that happens, the energetic anatomy has actually failed. It's actually broken down. And the physical body can push all the way in. It can press on the physical tissue. This causes unbelievable, indescribable amounts of pain. So you might feel like you've got this heavy cloud hanging over you, or you're walking around feeling like you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders, or you feel like somebody else's emotions immediately press on yours. Or as soon as you feel a little bit better, the slightest thing sets you way back and you're actually experiencing pain. And of course, when we have this, we try to self-medicate. We're trying to handle our pain in any way that we can so that we can even function in our life, correct? Okay. So in my personal experience, for example, with what took place in my health card, one of the things that needed to be repaired is that my emotional body had literally collapsed in at a 90 degree angle. I could actually evaluate it. And in working with the gemstones and diamond therapy, it's incredible to experience what happens when the emotional body was repaired and it went out to where it belonged. The pressure release was unbelievable. There were tears involved. There was but also an energetic release that followed those tears as well. And with it came a deeper understanding. Of course, this isn't just one session. This is part of the reason I have Heal for Real and part of the reason I have a grief recovery program. This is cumulative and it takes time the deeper that it is. But this is also how post-traumatic stress disorder happens. If the emotional body, or any of them, but if the emotional body is absolutely collapsed, it actually has to be repaired and moved back out and then nourished. It actually needs energetic vitamins to be able to function well. And if this has happened to you, if you are experiencing emotional pain or trauma from now or from the past, or perhaps when you were a small child, or maybe not even from this life, okay? That's an energy problem. And when we have an energy problem, we require an energy solution. And there is no pill that's going to fix this. It's only going to, not saying that pharmaceuticals have their place at minimum dose required for minimum length of time. They're meant to be temporary, but pills are not wellness. So this is what I've experienced. And this is why I now have dedicated my life to helping people and to show people and to help people heal for real. And that is, if we've got an energy problem, we need an energy solution. And in my world, my specialty, gemstone and diamond therapy are the modalities that I'm aware of that work so well with all of the other healing modalities that really help us heal for real and give us that missing piece. And this is, I think, a tremendous opportunity for folks who are looking for real healing. It's available. It's available and it's here.
You know, look, we now understand the power of energy. We now understand this. First of all, for a long time, we knew about energy, energy healing, energy, energy, energy. But now the science is here, right? And, you know, the science and the medicine are coming together. But we know from a common sense point of view, just common sense, right? We know we walk into a room sometimes, Jennifer, and we can feel something. right? We don't know what it is, but we can feel it. Sometimes it's a joyful feeling. Other times it's like, oh, how often have we said, wow, it's heavy in here, right?
Yes.
Right?
Or how often have you walked up or somebody walks in and the hair on the back of your neck stands up or your stomach flips over? And because I was trained to be a good girl, right? And to respect elders, perhaps this person is older, it doesn't have to be. But there's some pre-programming to where we override what we energetically know. That safety mechanism that was in place, we've overridden. So yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've experienced that too, but like you're saying, you walk in, the energy is off. It's a warning. It's a message, and we shouldn't ignore it.
Okay. So as we think about this and we look about this, this is your life's work. This is where you're stepping out and you literally are helping people, and people are creating this opening for this to happen, right? Yes. So we are looking at this today that we could try at home. We can look at how we can start this process now. The question really is, you know, are you just done with the pain? Are you just done with it? Because if you're done with it, help is on the way. Mm-hmm. If you're done with it, give Jennifer a call. If you're done with it, there's something you could do and get relief. And I know that sometimes the hardest place to be is the place where we're willing to sever our connection to our pain. Mm-hmm. Sever it. Mm-hmm. Just cut that thing right out. Right? And so what can we do to help people with this today? And then also, how can people contact you directly? Because this is the body of work that you do. Yes. And it does show up. And you know, in psychology, there is an effect. There's an effect I learned. It's called the spillover effect. Let me just say what that is. What this means, Jennifer, is let's say you have a trauma at work. Mm-hmm. We think somehow we leave work and we come home and it doesn't come with us. It does come with you.
Oh, yes,
it's called the spillover effect. It spills over on everybody in your life that you touch on, where you're having a moment, you're carrying it with you. It's an accumulation. And so are we ready to take action and clear this out? Let's talk about that and how you help people with that and how they can contact you.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, I would like to just give you something free and easy that you can do in the privacy of your home, just a place to get started. And this is just a simple exercise to help you get a feel for what's really going on. And are you really ready to heal? Are you actually really ready to let this go? So take about 20 to 30 minutes where you will not be disturbed. No music, no cell phones, no TV, nice and quiet. This time is for you. And this is a time where step one, I'm going to invite you to practice radical self-honesty. And in this radical self-honesty, make a list of the three, or you can do one if it's major. Start with, what situation is going on with your life right now? There's often three. That's why I say three. If there's no secret that things come in three. So what three situations or relationships are going on in your life right now? List them out. This is for you. Nobody's ever going to see it. It'll be destroyed afterwards. Okay. But practice radical self-honesty. List the person's name, list the situation, and then take plenty of time and really ask yourself, be radically honest. How does this person make me feel? How do I feel when I am in the presence of this person? Am I uplifted or am I drained? Do I feel like they breach my boundaries? Do I feel like they are pushing their agenda on me? Am I exhausted? Do I feel drained? Do I feel siphoned off? Am I actually experiencing pain that I have in some way numbed so that I can just deal with this person, or rather not deal with this person or situation? Really give yourself, be radically honest about how much that really is and if you're ready to address it. And the second thing I'll invite you to do is then practice radical self-compassion. This is not about blaming yourself. It's not about blaming the other person or blaming the situation. it is a message that it's time to get your attention, that this just needs to be addressed in some way. So exercise radical self-compassion. Don't blame yourself. Don't judge yourself. Release all of that. Just take it as an opportunity that, oh my goodness, I'm aware of this. My awareness has been raised. Now I'm going to empower myself to do something about it. If you already have some help that you know works, go and seek it out. But if you're in a situation or with a relationship or a situation at work or a boss or a career where you're experiencing pain and you would like professional help at the Holistic View, I warmly encourage, reach out to me. Go onto my website, burnbrighttoday.com. Reach out, set up a consultation with me, and don't worry about where you live. If you don't live in the Houston area, or if you don't live in the United States, or you know, you live around the world, don't worry about it. We can work together remotely. We can do this by telephone, or we can even do it by video. But if we've got an energy problem, we need an energy solution. And if we're going to heal for real, and if we're going to find a way to truly acknowledge, understand, learn the lessons of the underlying causes of our pain so that we can heal and go on and experience happiness and joy, we've got to solve it with an energy problem. I've got to solve the energy problem with the energy solution. And I'm here for you. We've got this, guys. And I'm part of a larger community. So if I can't help you, I can refer you to another practitioner that may specialize if it's something very specific. But please, I invite you, reach out. I'm here for you. You don't have to do this alone.
Yeah. I want to thank you for that. I also want to really pinpoint what we're talking about today is we're talking about trauma, we're talking about pain. And it doesn't have to be from something that's happening in your life today, right? Because 9 times out of 10, we don't really know what's underneath the surface. We don't really know. You know, we have a sense, my life's not going well. I can't seem to excel. I'm not able to have the, you know, find the relationship in my life. My job doesn't work out for me. You know, I'm not getting along there. And it doesn't even have to be that big to realize there's something operating in our energy field that is not working for us.
Right.
You know, and the way we know that is, you know, are we trying to numb ourselves out? Mm-hmm. Or have we checked out? And we did not talk about what the leading addiction is that we have today, which nobody's talking about. That has to do with the internet, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I'd argue sugar.
Well, sugar, I'll tell you, sugar and carbohydrates, which ultimately become sugar. We know that addiction because we see it in the numbers.
We do.
See it in the numbers. Jennifer, this is awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, I want to ask you this last thing, and perhaps we can talk about this, right? Thank you for the tip. First of all, thank you. The other thing is, again, please give your contact information. And, you know, the world we're living in now is everybody is connected. So we don't have to live down the street from the office that we're going. We have technology to help with that. Please let's give that out again. And then I want to ask you for this, your last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
So first of all, everything is in one place on my website. It's burnbrighttoday.com. And please come over, sign up, reach out. There's plenty of free information. There's some great videos. There's some fabulous blogs with some helpful information. You might find some tips and tricks you can use right away. Just come on over to the website, burnbrighttoday.com. And awesome. If I'd leave us with one thing today, I would say that we are beautiful beings underneath, and we are precious, and we are a spark of God, and we are designed to burn brightly. We are actually, it is our birthright to shine at our greatest. It is our birthright to be able to heal our way home to God and become our own unique beauty without apology. And with don't hold back and without holding back. So if I would leave us with one thing, I would say, consider, hold gratitude for yourself that you're considering making these healing changes in your life. And if you're ready to heal for real, reach out and really get a feel for what it can actually be like for you to experience personally what it's like to shine bright like a diamond. It's an amazing experience. Everyone should have this. It's our birthright.
Wow. Thank you for this message. And thank you for everything that you bring to us to remind us that we are powerful, way more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. And, you know, what you have offered and what you do to help so many people, you know, stand up, stand tall and burn bright. Just an enormous, enormous deep gratitude for you. Thank you. Jennifer Marcinelli, everybody.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Pat. I want to thank Carter. Thank you, Carter, for doing what you do. Thank you, Benny, doing what you do. And thanks to all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. Stay tuned. We got another hour coming right up.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.